This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to describe what you're seeing?
I'm seeing a 49ers framed print above your face. No, put it back in front of your face. That's much better for me.
It's my face!
Right in the face! Joe Montana and Jerry Rice exchanging a left-handed high five. Joe's got a towel and a wristband. Jerry Rice has the red jersey with just number 80 and Rice across the back. This thing is incredible. Is it signed? I can't see because you're insisting on your face being
yes,
a part of this.
No, I'm trying to
hold it up higher.
No, lower. I'm looking at the camera on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, it is signed. Okay. It's a signed print of Joe and Jerry high-fiving each other, and you, dear listener, could be the one to take this home tomorrow. All you have to do is two things. One, show up. Two, be alive.
Yeah, be awesome. Well, you'll have
you
to win it.
You can even be mediocre.
You'll have to win it somehow, and you do have to be present to win. And I want to make sure that we say this over and over and over again today, because I've been assured that an amazing happy hour menu will be available. I've checked the weather. We good. Valley Fair, Santa Clara tomorrow, King's Fish House, Red and Gold Summit, our show 2 to 4, the full summit 4 to 6. If you're not familiar with the summit, that's all six hosts together at one time and going through all kinds of not just different 49er topics, but I am assured, and I actually have a little bit of a window into this, I do work here, there are going to be some special surprises tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, specifically related to all of us. And we really, really want to see you out there. We've enjoyed these. This is Summit 6. If you're talking to any listeners or texting friends who've been to these before, I promise you they'll tell you they're worth it. They're fun. They're awesome. Please make your plans to be with us tomorrow afternoon at King's Fish House at the Valley Fair in Santa Clara. And it's going to just be a wonderful, wonderful day. And then we'll hang out all the way into the evening, and then there's going to be a football game, I'm told.
Yep.
Between two horrific, awful, disgusting, gross franchises.
Sure.
But one of them will win.
It's an NFC East showdown.
Indeed. But, make your plans to come on out. Red and Gold Summit tomorrow afternoon, Westfield Valley Fair, King's Fish House in Santa Clara. We absolutely cannot wait.
I cannot wait. I love the Westville, Mall. I've been there many, many times, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I dropped a lot of coin in there.
Yeah.
So I got some memories in that place. But if you're in and around San Jose, come on through.
Well, it also works out well because this will be, for all of us, the day after our fantasy draft, which is usually
is that tonight?
It is tonight. It's already started, as you know. Round one is already in the books. If you want to go back to YouTube at 9 o'clock this morning, that's where the fun started. It lasted for 40 minutes as we worked our way through round one, 16 different selections, many of them made right here in the studio by producers and hosts who were already here. Some are over the phone. It was a whole lot of fun. It's worth your time to go back and check it out and see where we're at. But that's it, round one. The rest of the rounds are all coming later on tonight, which means we're going to gather back together tomorrow on a day that friends usually, traditionally, will be making fun of one another.
Yep.
We'll be poking at one another. There will probably be some stories to tell, and we will gather and do that. And yes, how did, and Steiny knows this. This is not something to hide from. You are the elder statesman of the group. And the elder statesman in a fantasy league, I've learned this through the years, the elder statesman needs to be the one who doesn't understand what's going on online and can't figure it out. If there's a password problem or the word Q won't turn into the word draft at the right time, you're on the wrong screen and you just can't figure, where do I find out who's already been picked? This already happened.
Thank you, Ellen Willard.
Well, we did it. We did a family draft on Monday night over the long weekend. And it took three rounds before my parents had figured it out. And we're all on Zoom together, and it's really tough because half the room is just laughing at you. And then they're sitting there, an 83-year-old, trying to figure out how to do this whole thing.
Can you help me fix my phone?
And I was the commissioner, and so I had to pause the thing a few times. And it's okay. So that's my stressor for tonight is everybody have some patience. We're all adults. It's all okay if we have to stay up till 9:15 tonight. Lucas, if you need to pause the draft once or twice for Steiny while he figures it out, then we do that. Pour an extra drink. Find a nice little nook or cranny in your home that's peaceful to you. And let's have a damn night. You know what I'm saying? That's his job. He's 60. He's supposed
stop.
No, he's supposed to
stop,
not know
dude,
how to
stop.
Do. That's the job. I'm telling you.
He's 60. He's not 90.
I'm sorry.
And
he's
Lucas,
the elder statesman.
On behalf of me, and that was Mark and his bleeding heart, everybody gets a trophy take,
no,
which is pathetic.
That's his role.
You know what, Lucas? You stopped the draft once, and, you know, Castagne got locked out, and we needed to make sure that he was going to be okay, and so we stopped the draft for Castagne. How about we all act like grown-ups? We've all lived in the internet age for 25 years, which means when he was 35, when the internet started,
Dibs.
He was old enough to be able to handle his business, and the fact that he comes in today and still doesn't know
Dibs.
What his password is, that's a him problem.
You should be thankful.
It's not a me problem.
No, you should be thankful that you haven't gotten hit by the old button yet. My dad, Tom Willard,
he's 82.
He was the technology, listen to this,
sure,
the technology coordinator for the entire San Mateo High School school district for 20 some odd years. Not that long ago, like 20 years ago. Flash forward 20 years, the man cannot figure out. It took him 20 minutes to work Zoom. Okay? You just...
And he's 80...
He's 80. He's about to be 83.
83.
Okay?
Okay.
But my point
83,
is...
83, not 60.
He said it. He's having a hard time logging in. He doesn't know how to do it.
Sure.
So, let's just... We'll figure it out together.
If you
are
60 and you are actively working in a business where these sorts of things are pretty important, and if you're going to be a part of a fantasy draft and you want to go ahead and like prepare yourself, you should probably have your password before, I don't know, 6:58.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Sorry, Lucas, I can't get in.
I understand what you think is should, but we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and some people this is second nature, and other people's very intimidating. You know what that is now?
It's pathetic.
Okay.
It's what it is. It's pathetic.
Anyway. Some people, I'm thinking about changing.
You know what it is, Mark? It's
team
a preparation
name.
Sensation, well, is what it is.
Listen, that's.
It's not an intimidation sensation.
That's
when,
what I would do.
When you are an individual who has worked for, and I'm just going to count off the top of my head on the different internet outlets for whom he's worked.
I mean,
there's at least five.
Theodore
so
Rand.
It's not a question of whether or not he can navigate the internet.
Oh.
It's a question of procrastination. sensation.
Theodore Rand on our YouTube just said, I was a software developer, and I suck with technology, and I'm not even old enough to be old. But some people just have a way of effing up technology, and that's what they do. And that's what he does. And I like to let people be them, right? You get mad, he gets lost. That's what you guys do. And we leave space for that.
I'm not mad.
You're like, mad.
You always portray me.
You always get mad.
You've never seen me mad. Oh. You don't want to see me truly mad.
Look me in my eyes and say
that again.
You've
never seen me mad. Like, mad? You've seen me annoyed. You've seen me irked. Okay. You've never seen me fully and truly mad.
We don't want to do this.
Nobody wants to see me walk out of a show.
I've watched you out of a show.
I might walk out of this one. And I walked out of this morning cockamamie draft as well.
You hung up on your brethren.
Oh, my brethren.
Are we not all brothers?
We're coworkers.
Yeah.
Are we brothers?
I mean, like, metaphorically.
Ah, okay.
I mean,
metaphorical brothers.
Yeah.
Sure. Brothers. Right.
Anyway, Scott Hansen's going to join us.
Scott
Hansen's going to join us in 4 minutes. And
we have to take a commercial break in the middle of the interview?
Well, no, we will not have to. But, yes, that is the big breaking news of the day, which is that Scott has confirmed that there will be commercials. I don't know how many, but there will be. It is no longer 7 hours of commercial-free football. It's now seven hours of football. And that's the way it is, and this is not Scott's fault. I'm pretty sure it's ESPN's fault because ESPN just bought this thing, and now suddenly there's commercials. But I'm going to take a weird stance on this. I'm going to congratulate Scott for the fact that there are commercials because it means that he's hot bleep, dude. Like, his show is the biggest, baddest damn thing on the planet on Sundays. There's too much money to be made. This is why there are people sitting next to the Warriors or in Draymond's lap in the middle of a basketball game, and we're not bothered by that because there's too much money to be made. It's why Rakuten is on their uniforms. Like,
didn't ESPN buy the Red Zone, ostensibly?
They bought They're like running the NFL network.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yes.
Yes, congratulations. I get it. And you're not wrong in terms of it being the thing and it's the sauce and it's awesome and everybody loves it. But it's because of ESPN. And I don't need to drag the Scott Hansen conversation down into this. But if ESPN wouldn't have bought it, there wouldn't be commercials. Mm. And his stuff was still white hot. And, you know, honestly, they've already had commercials, and they've done the side-by-side forever where, you know, they put the Red Zone, especially in the afternoon where there's only three games, and they put that in the small box, and they run a commercial on the other box. So it's not like there haven't been commercials already.
No, but I think, like, they might actually leave the games for a second. And I'm like you said something great earlier today. Like, great, now Scott can go to the restroom.
Right.
Like, get a snack, dog. Get a granola bar. I don't know. Like, maybe this is
seven
a good thing.
7 hours of bladder-busting football. Hey,
come on. Give the guy a break. We're going to be okay. It's kind of like the Masters. You love the Masters.
Yep.
The Masters really limits its commercials. But, like, once an hour, real quick, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, we're going to go over here for a second. We'll be right back. You're not going to miss a thing. Let's not act like, especially as you said in the afternoon game, like, let's not act like it's just hot action every single second. Like, there are those moments where Scott's like, so, you know, Kyler Murray is talking to his coach.
Sure.
Boy, that's exciting. Like, it's okay.
And they already do that where it's like, you know, you've got three games in the afternoon and they take a break and it's like, all right, time to run down our top five catches of the day brought to you by, you know, Amazon or whoever it is. And so already there's advertising, there's commercials, the whole thing. So it's not that much of a bummer. I just hope that it's not, you know, too intrusive, especially in that first 3 hour block. Because for me, 10 o'clock, 7 hours, Octobox, it's bop, 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 bop. You get to 1 o'clock, 1:30, all right. Now we get to the afternoon, it's a little sleepier. I hope they save the commercials for that.
Scott Hansen in 1 minute, Red Zone Channel. He'll be on with us live here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. And yes, he'll be on the Tube. So if you want to go to YouTube right now, youtube.com/95.7 The Game, you will not only see, as Joe Shasky says, our beautiful faces, but we expect that you will be able to see Scott Hanson as well. And I'm telling you, this guy, like, the minute he went on McAfee earlier today and confirmed this, it became the number one trending thing on Twitter across the nation. And that's kind of, that's why there are commercials. This is a big, big stinking deal. No two ways about it. And you know this because I talk about it all the time. The countdown to this Sunday and this broadcast has been going on already for weeks in my house, and now we're down to three. We're down to or is it four? Today's Wednesday, right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, four. Yeah, we're down to four.
I told my wife yesterday that she's about to be a Sunday widow, and the look I got, Mark, was not necessarily that forthcoming.
I bet Scott Hanson has heard these stories a time or two on the River Islands guest line right now. We've been waiting for this for weeks. Scott Hanson of Red Zone Channel joins us live here on Willard and Dibbs. It was a number of weeks ago that I sent him a text message, and I said, this is a different kind of reach out for me, because usually I just want someone on the radio show, but for me, this is personal, because you are a Taylor Swift-sized celebrity to my sons at home. Scott, welcome. They can't wait. They are freaking out that I'm talking to you today, Scott.
Well, it's great to be with you guys. What are their names?
Their names are Abe and Jude, and my daughter Ella is a huge fan, too. I don't want to leave her out. So Abe, Ella, and Jude.
Okay. Abe, Ella, Jude, it's Uncle Scott from Sundays. I'll see you very soon. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
I'm done. Dan, do the rest. That's it. Scott, we're good. Thank you, brother.
Great to be with you guys.
Oh, incredible, Scott. I mean, what are these final days like for you, Scott, where, you know, yeah, you get to Sunday and it's 7 hours and we all just wait for that. We pine for that. But between now and then, how much of a memorization process is it for you to try to get all this stuff in your brain before Sunday?
Yeah, I stay plugged into the NFL pretty much 365. I was telling someone earlier today that I took a trip overseas this summer. I went to Jordan in the Middle East, and I was doing some volunteering work. And yet, where we stayed, I made sure they had good internet so that I could still check in with my favorite websites, even in early June when there's nothing going on around the NFL, to stay plugged in. But this week, in fact, these days that you and I are talking about right now, is where I absolutely drill down. We get practice report, injury reports, the last minute transactions. There might be, you know, two deep roster charts that change a little bit. And it's go time on Sunday. And I can't tell you, fellas, I will literally have goosebumps in that studio when the countdown clock hits 60 seconds or less. Literally, they record me on a separate camera because I'm literally like a football player ready to go. Woo! Let's go!
Let's go!
It's so long. And I say the same thing at the beginning of every show, at the beginning of every season. I tell you how many days it has been since the last full NFL Sunday. And then I say, and now the wait is over. And I try and be as dramatic as possible about it because it is so dramatic that we have missed this so badly. And yes, by Sunday, we'll have two games under our belt. The season kickoff Philadelphia Eagles game, of course, then the Brazil Chargers Chiefs game. But when we hit that first octobox and you've got eight games flying around the National Football League and you've got your fantasy lineup locked in and you've got your snacks and your beverages set, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in television sports, and I'm thrilled to be in the captain's chair.
It's unbelievable. It's better than
you
Christmas.
You had me at Octobox.
Yeah,
you
say, just listening to you say Octobox, it sends a little shiver for up the spine for some of us. Scott Hanson of Red Zone Channel is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. And by the way, just because you said all that, we're going to need the music too. So, Grandy, when we're on the back end of this conversation, we got to bring Scott out with a little bit of the music, because that's a big part of this too. Scott, I wonder, because I watched you too, you'll tweet like 50 days ago, 50 days to go, you know, 100 days to go. Do you step back at all and think about the evolution of this over the last few years? And in your wildest dreams, could it have looked like this, where it's become such a slice of Americana?
Yeah, maybe not to that degree, but I knew if we executed the show well, based on the parameters and the description that what we came up with back in 2009, if we executed it well, it would absolutely resonate with NFL football fans, right? Football junkies like the three of us want to see everything across the NFL simultaneously. Did I know it would jump to the level of being in the American zeitgeist where we've been lampooned on Saturday Night Live? I appeared on The Simpsons because Red Zone is so popular. The Punt Zone channel on The Simpsons is what I was part of. People go dressed up as me or as the Octobox for Halloween. There was a guy who named his dog Octobox in Iowa. I get people sending me photographs, like on social media, where it's in the middle of May with nothing going on, and they'll send me a picture of their stovetop, right, with their four burners, and they'll go, "It's a quad box. I just saw a quad box." Like, the association that people have with what we do on Red Zone is unlike anything. It's a phenomenon. And it's a wild ride, and I don't want to let it to get too big like we're all that special. It's about the football, but it is such a blessing to have my skill set marry well with the demands of the job. And then I can tell you this truly: there is no one that wants to show you more football than I do. I love serving the audience. And I hope that comes across on NFL Sundays. And with the positive feedback that I get all the time, it's wonderful. It's a blessing. And I want it to continue for years to come.
And we want the same thing. And I know you will shout out your crew. You do it every Sunday. You do such a great job of the director, the producers, and everybody else who works so hard on what you do. But I guess the elephant in the room is the new news about commercials coming to the Red Zone. Will this give you the opportunity to actually go to the bathroom, Scott?
Well, thank you for asking the question that way.
Yeah.
I have seen the trending topics so far today. I could take a bathroom break, I suppose. I will tell you this, and your audience will be the first to hear this.
Ooh.
These breaks will not be long enough for me to go to the bathroom. So don't think it's going to be like a commercial block or something like that in the middle of a Monday night football game or something. We're talking about a limited number of ads that will be dispersed throughout the 7 hours. And I understand that people are going to have their hot takes on everything else like that. Guys, I host the show. The business people handle the business side of the show. And I like I said before, I want to show you more football than anyone. So please know that when the discussions are being had, I'm fighting for the fans to say, we got to make sure that nothing else impedes the enjoyment and the expectation of our audience over the course of 16 years of doing this show. We need to be able to serve them as well as this year as we have in years past.
I think that's exciting news, number one, that you won't have time to go to the bathroom. Apologies to you. But I also said right before you came on, Scott, the news is like, look, it is what it is, and I want to congratulate you, because if they're doing that, that means your show is hot stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it was inevitable to a certain degree. By the way, while we're talking about controversial things, I want you to know that 3:15 Pacific on Wednesdays is usually, we have a weekly segment with our guy from NFL Films, Greg Cosell. We bumped him for you, and he's not pleased, Scott. He said, tell Scott he's killing me.
I'm reaching over for my phone because I'm expecting a text from Greg, like a strongly worded text, like, what, you big time me or something like that. Greg, if you're watching, not my fault. The fellas chose this. Not my fault.
Once again, the business people taking over again, Scott. See how that works? Your show is obviously all about touchdowns. Let's do a fun prediction, if you will. What team in the NFL this year is going to score the most touchdowns?
Okay. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons.
Yep.
You could pick the Bills or the Ravens or the Eagles. They have the full complement of primetime games. So on NFL Red Zone, we're going to see the Bengals maybe one or two more games than we would the Ravens or the Bills or some of those teams that are going to be plastered on primetime. But the Bengals, for a couple reasons, their trigger man is as good as it gets. Joe Burrow had a fantastic season. Their number one wide receiver just won the Triple Crown. Their number two wide receiver would be the number one wide receiver for a heck of a lot of franchises in the NFL. Their running back is on the incline as well. Chase Brown can do it both in the passing game and on the ground in the running game. And I don't think the Bengals defense might all be all that good. So they're going to be in 38, 35, 49-42 type of shootout games. So if I had to say who's scoring the most touchdowns on red zone this year, give me the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you have any influence over the stack of games? Because I love the octo in the morning, but sometimes we get just three games in the afternoon. Can you use your influence to kind of balance out the slate, Scott?
Yeah, I'm lucky if they slide a banana under the door, you know, for me in the late window there. That's about how much influence I have. No, and you guys have been around broadcasting a long time. You know that the NFL likes to have those smaller number of game late windows because they want to kind of create a pseudo national game for one of their broadcast partners, either Fox or CBS, whoever has the big 4:25 Eastern kickoff. So that's why you'll see a Giants Cowboys game in that late window with only two other games paired with it. It is what it is, and you know, they want to spread the product out as far as they can. I'm just thankful for when we have these early window full eight slate setups, which we have on this Sunday, and we can fill up the Octobox with eight glorious games in eight different stadiums from coast to coast.
It's so good. Scott Hansen is with us. Scott, before you run, and this might put you in a pickle because you are the host of the show, but I'm a Niner fan, and I know you support football fans. When the Niner game is on, my kids get mad at me for wanting to go watch the game instead of keeping you on. So what? Yeah, how am I supposed to handle this? Yeah.
I defer to the kids. let the kids have their way.
Let the kids play.
Let the kids have their way.
Well, then they
get. I get it. But I'll tell you this. So the Niners are your favorite team. That's great. And yep. I would never try to compete on you watching every snap of the Niners game. But the Niners are going to play on Thursday night. The Niners are going to play on Monday night. The Niners are going to play in the late window. What are you doing at 1 o'clock Eastern time in the early window? Because your second favorite team is probably your fantasy football team. Or in your two guys' cases, you cover the NFL so well, you need to see the 10,000-foot view. You need to watch all of the games, and there's only one channel where you can watch all of the games. So I hope to see you. I hope to see you and the three kiddos.
Oh my goodness.
This Sunday.
90 hours, Scott. It all starts in 90 hours.
So good. So good.
Boy.
Scott, thank you for the time today, brother.
Guys, great to be with you. Enjoy the season, and we'll see you Sunday.
There he is. That is Scott Hansen. Turn it up, Granny. Turn it up.
Dude, inject it in my vein. You're so happy.
I just want to say that we're sponsored by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K, because we have commercials too. And it's okay. Everybody's going to be okay, including Greg Cosell, who is going to join us in about 17 minutes or so. Lots to get to. We got to react to that. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ella, Jude, it's Uncle Scott from Sundays. I'll see you very soon. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
The part of the line where he goes, from Sundays.
Right. You won't find me on Saturdays.
No. You know those school days? I don't do school days. It's Uncle Scott from Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you realize the value that you just got? And I'm basing this on Cameo, because I was thinking about, I don't know if you know about Cameo, but...
Yeah, he's big on it.
Right. Cameo is where you can find a celebrity on this website, and they will send you a message to you or your loved ones, and you pay for it, and it's kind of cool. And I know you know, but I wanted to explain to the audience in case they didn't know. And normally a Cameo is a couple of minutes long. What you just got was like a 10 or 15 second thing right to your kids, and Scott Hansen charges $299 for a Cameo.
Let's go live to Lucas Alexander, who I do believe had Scott do his fantasy league draft order on Cameo. Is this accurate?
This is now 2 years in a row that Scott Hansen has done a Cameo to do our lottery. And okay. It's a huge deal.
To select your order.
Much like everybody, all football fans in the world, our league is built up of massive Scott Hansen fans.
Okay.
And there's every year now, this is 2 years in a row, like there's a fervor for this video from Scott Hansen the weekend leading into our draft. And the night before our draft, everyone knows that this is now a tradition we've created. Scott Hansen will reveal the order. And it happened again this year. I think you're right. It's very expensive.
Yep.
And
is that what you, it went, can I ask, is that what you all paid?
I don't know. Our commissioner handled it.
Oh, he just rocked it.
It says $299 plus, which means $299 and up. And the average Scott Hansen Cameo is almost 4 minutes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Ours was, I think, 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost double.
Because he remembered us, which is great. Gave us a little... about the league, and then ran down with 12-team league and ran it down.
Oh, a 12-team league. How nice. Anyway.
Yeah, quaint.
Oh, boy.
Cute.
Adorable.
So, anyway.
bunch of Kings fans. Adorable.
Does your commissioner roll that into the price, or your commissioner just handles it?
That has not been addressed. I believe he treats it as a surprise every year, but now it's 2 years in a row, so maybe we'll grow to expect it and grow to pay for it.
Okay. That's exciting.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And he does, it's so personal, and the amount of energy he brought to this interview was the same amount he brought to the cameos.
Yeah, no, amazing. He's like, I don't know how he doesn't use drugs.
There's no
like,
off button.
I mean, it's, no, I'm serious. Like, and we're not the, like, behind the curtain. We're not the only interview he's doing today. I mean, this guy.
It's just us and McAfee. I mean.
Maybe.
And McAfee's lucky he got him ahead of Willard and Dibbs. He's probably doing, I'd say, and who did you ask this of? And they said, that's a great question. You asked, how many of these are you doing?
It was,
that's a great question.
No, it was Mike Sando when he did the quarterback tears.
Yeah.
And every show in the country wants him.
Yes.
They're like, come on for the quarterback tears.
Same thing of Scott Hansen. Yep. And just looking at his Cameo reviews, there's one from today.
Oh.
A guy who said, the man really lives up to his legendary status. Not only does he have such charisma, the Cameo felt sincere and authentic. Cannot recommend him enough.
Well, I love
it. And that's from today.
And then the cynical.
So he did 18 interviews and he's like breaking off cameos
Dude, if I was getting 3, 4, 5, 6 bills for a cameo, this time of year, I would just be like, honey, make a meal. I'm going to be in the back room for 7 hours. Just rocking these. Like, why would you not go make thousands of dollars? Why would you not?
Exactly.
If we had longer on our interview, I was going to ask you guys if I could ask just how many of these he has done.
I wanted to ask him that too. Or, like, in exchange for the wonderful promotion that we have just given you, would you like to do ours for free next year? Come on, Luke. Why isn't he doing ours? Why is he doing your personal one? Why couldn't Scott join the roast this morning and be a...
That's a good question.
We'd do that all... We had everybody else in the whole world on the show this morning. Why not Scott, too? Where's Greg Cosell to break down the X's and O's of Chase Brown, your first-round pick?
You'd be wrong.
Well...
Right.
5 minutes.
I don't do projections. So, I mean, we could run down our draft board and ask him what he thinks. Who had the best first-round pick?
Let's see if we, one day without telling him, if we could just get Greg's head to explode. Just, like, nothing but predictive questions. Greg, who's the best X's and O's coach in the game? I mean, Greg.
Greg, the opener tomorrow, like, who do you like?
Dibs took Jahmyr Gibbs. Who would you have taken next, Greg?
Lock this week against the spread, Greg.
Just ruin him. Just see if we can get him to break. I don't know. He might break us first.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Right. Very strong. And I always look forward to talking to him, and especially now where we are. And it kind of hit me with Scott Hansen, and now I'm looking at our first-round draft board, and the rest of our draft is tonight. And tomorrow we've got our Red and Gold Summit, and then before the summit's even over, we've got football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a game tomorrow night.
And I would hum the theme, but I don't know the Amazon Prime theme.
Oh, Grandy
offhand.
Does. Granny,
he has
Granny
it.
Has
yeah,
that.
He has it
He's
in there.
He's got the
and
Thursday nighter. The Thursday nighter, it was really good, and then it got crappy, and then they made it better. Like, when they switched to Amazon at first, I was like, oh, who did the music? No. And then I think other people said that, too, and then they changed it, and now I think it's good again.
Okay.
It's not Sunday, though. And it's not Red Zone.
And it's not Monday.
Monday night is iconic.
Yes. Da-da-da-da.
Right. Well, tomorrow's special because it is a Thursday night broadcast, but it's NBC.
It's the Sunday night.
So it's the Sunday night crew.
Okay. So we're going to get
on Amazon.
We're going to get the Sunday night
theme.
Thank
you. Yep.
Yeah. And then there's the Red Zone theme. Those three send shockwaves up the spine. Thursday night's just like, all right. And that's a good spot for them because they're getting the NFL week started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their song should be about, hey, family, we'll see you Tuesday. Like, that should be the title of their song.
Yeah.
Well, the week is starting. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah. Kiss your fathers goodbye, because you're not going to see them until probably Tuesday morning. You're right. So there you have it. But it just has hit me now that as we glance at the clock, we are less than 26 hours.
Man.
26 hours, my brother.
Well, and we're 24 hours and 19 minutes away from the start of the Red and Gold Summit at King's Fish House tomorrow in Santa Clara, Westfield Valley Fair. So please come join us. There's a lot to get to. Greg Cosell is going to join us in a minute. We do a couple things we're going to rat-a-tat-tat throw at you right here. First of all, Kyle Shanahan today on Juwan Jennings' availability.
Are you expecting Juwan to play on Sunday?
Yes.
Everything's fine physically with him?
He's loaded.
Yeah, he looked good on Monday. I'm getting back into it. Having all that time off, we got to ease him in and stuff, so we'll see how this week goes. That's why he'll be limited today, but he's healthy enough to play football, and hopefully that continues.
You had a final MRI. Was there any kind of final testing to make sure the calf was okay?
Oh, yeah.
Calf, calf's fine.
Yeah.
All right, what about this contract thing?
Obviously, there's been plenty of talk about his contract situation and everything. Can you say if there's any sort of resolution as far as the business side of things?
No, I don't think there's totally resolution. It's the business side. You know, I think I said at the beginning of training camp how badly myself and everyone in this building wants Juwan back in the long term. We want Colton McKivitz back. Those are two guys that we really hope to keep here. But they're both going into their contract year, and nothing's ever final, but we'll see how it plays out. But there's a business side to both sides, but it's something that I think both sides would love to get worked out. Just don't know if we can.
Okay, so we'll react to that in a little bit. Greg Cosell's going to join us in just a couple. Also, Major League Baseball has announced that Matt Chapman has been suspended for one game.
Get out of here.
Because of his role last night. While Devers, Freeland, and Adames are all just fine. But Chapman gets the one-game suspension. He's going to appeal, so he'll play tonight.
Yes.
But that's the news there.
I've been told that Willie Adames has actually been given boxing lessons from the league.
For free.
For free.
They're like, please don't do that again.
Please.
All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Greg Cosell, the bumped one, is bumped no longer. He will join us on Willard and Dibbs next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Every single Wednesday,
yep,
we roll with Greg Cosell, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And that's where we find Greg Cosell, who is also on the tube with us. So get on over to YouTube and hang. And yes, thank you. Well, thank you, Greg. Thank you for your flexibility, because Scott Hansen needed to talk to us a half hour ago. So we appreciate you and we love you, Greg.
Well, you know, Mr. Hansen's far more important than I am, guys, so it's okay.
Well,
you've got more positional flexibility than he does, so I'm going to go ahead and tip my cap in your direction.
Yes, but I can't speak like an auctioneer.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? You ever hear, I don't know if you golf, Greg, but do you ever hear the phrase drive for show, putt for dough?
I've heard of it, although I do not golf.
Okay.
But yes, I know the phrase.
Like, Scott Hansen is the driver in the bag. You're the putter. Okay? Like,
well, I've known Scott for 100 years, so it's okay.
All right.
I was cool with it.
Well, and he had a message for you, too, Greg. Here it is.
I'm reaching over for my phone because I'm expecting a text from Greg, like a strongly worded text, like, what, you know, you big time me or something like that. Greg, if you're watching, not my fault. The fellas chose this, not my fault.
Yeah, so kind of like commercials on Red Zone, Greg, not his fault.
There you go. Yep, there you go. Yeah, Scott started out, I don't know if he started out in Philly, but he was in Philly for years, and that's when I first met him, but that was a long time ago. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a lifetime ago, and just in keeping with the Red Zone theme, it had me thinking about Greg Cosell on a Sunday, and, you know, Scott Hansen's got the Octobox. What do you do, Greg, when 10 a.m. hits on Sunday? How do you digest everything that you need to in real time?
You know what I do? I mean, because I work so many hours during the week grinding away watching tape, so on Sundays beginning at 1 o'clock Eastern, obviously I'm on the East Coast, I just put the Red Zone on. Listen to my buddy, Mr. Hansen, and I just let it wash over me. And, you know, a lot of people say, you mean you don't sit there and take detailed notes? No. Sunday, I just let it all happen. And because I know I'm coming in, usually on Monday morning, I'm in the office by 5 a.m. So it starts pretty early for me watching tape on Monday morning.
Love it. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs as he does every single Wednesday. So let's start with what has been kind of the newsy thing around here. And that is Juwan Jennings. It's a little bit of a, you know, multifaceted question, I guess, if you will, because A, Maybe reboot the question in terms of what you think his importance is to what the 49ers do. But I also wonder what your experience has been in watching players who have kind of missed most of camp.
Yeah.
And they don't really get there until right before week one.
Well, what you always worry about is injuries early. And I'm talking about, you know, the pulled muscle type injuries, the muscle injuries. You know, I don't know how much based on his week of practice. Obviously, today is Wednesday. The game's not till Sunday late. Late for me, obviously. Normal time for you. I don't know how many snaps that Kyle Shanahan will play him. We don't know the answer to that. I guess that would depend on this week of practice. But, you know, clearly, those are the things you worry about. We've seen very often over the years, I certainly don't have a percentage, but we've seen over the years that guys who miss a lot of training camp end up getting muscle injuries. And hopefully, if he does, it's not serious. But he's an important player. We've talked about this. You know, this is a pass game that works very well with high volume between the numbers. He's big. He's physical. He's competitive. He catches the ball well. I mean, with what they ask of their pass game and what the foundation is of their pass game, he's an important piece.
Especially when you think about their personnel groupings and what they like to do. They don't play with 11 personnel a lot with three wide receivers. So When you think about Pearsall and Jennings and a run game, are they two of the better blocking wide receivers as far as a tandem goes?
Well, Jennings we know for sure because he's done it. Pearsall, you know, he'll give effort, obviously. I haven't studied him as a run blocker, so I can't speak to that. But with all the reduced splits, meaning that the wide receivers line up closer to the formation more often than with a lot of other teams, because the wide receivers are very important as blockers in the 49ers run game, we know Jennings can do that. He's shown that he can do that, and he just has a physical, competitive nature. He's a swagger kind of player, so he's important in that regard as well.
Greg, while we're on the wide receiver topic, it is expected that both Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's now on the active roster, and Russell Gage, who's been away from the game for a couple of years, is going to be elevated from the practice squad and be available in these games. What do you expect from those guys? And I know they're vets, but how easy is it to kind of pick up Shanahan's system this quickly?
Not easy. So I don't know. You know, it would probably be the kind of thing where if they do get meaningful snaps, they won't be asked to run a lot of different routes with a lot of different splits, because this offense takes time to really learn and assimilate really the way Kyle likes it done. So I don't know, you know, number one, how many snaps they would play. And number two, I'm sure they would not be asked to do things that require a lot of learning because they just don't have time. You know, as I understand it, Christian McCaffrey is totally healthy, correct?
That's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine he'll be a major foundation, a major focus of what they try to get done. And, guys, they're playing a really good defense and a really good defensive coordinator in Mike McDonald. So, you know, this is not an easy assignment for them. And this game is on the road. You know, this is a really tough week one matchup. You know, McDonald is really good. They've added pieces. They've got young players who probably are ascending, like a Byron Murphy, the D tackle. I'm really curious how they deploy Emenwari, the safety they drafted from South Carolina, who I took a quick peek at their preseason. They were playing a lot of what I call big nickel, where he was essentially playing like a slot corner at times, but also, depending on the offensive formation, closer to the line of scrimmage. Almost the way he initially used Kyle Hamilton when he was in Baltimore. And Emenwari, to me, is kind of a similar style player.
When you look at the matchup then with what Kyle likes to do, and we mentioned it already with a lot of usage of Juszczyk and the fullback and some two tight end sets as well, how does the Niners' offensive approach match up against the Seattle defense that's going to be hell-bent on stopping the run?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough matchup, but I think one of the things Kyle has always done really well, and maybe this is a game where you see some of it, because the second-year linebacker, Knight, for Seattle. He's only a second-year player. One thing Kyle has done throughout his career, you know, depending on games, depending on matchups, is players who have a run and a pass responsibility, and linebackers are the obvious ones, he's very good at putting them in conflict. And it wouldn't surprise me if Knight is a player that they go after just because he became a starter as a rookie last year, midway through the season. He hasn't seen a lot of these kinds of things. So I'd be curious if that's one player he might try to go after with his the play-action element, put him in some conflict, make him have to see some things, and then react quickly. But this is a good defense. It's a tough matchup. You know, I think they'll try to, you know, they always use a lot of motion, a lot of pre-snap movement. I think that's foundational to what they do. You know, and one thing about Kyle, he's always been like this, and this is probably in today's football, going back to college now and filtering into the NFL, he's old school in the sense, and his dad was like this, that he tries to see things in the first quarter that then he can use in the third and fourth quarter. In other words, he's not just calling individual plays that he hopes that they work. Obviously, you always hope plays work to a certain extent in whatever your plan is, but he does things to see how a defense reacts early so he can bank them and then come back and play off that as the game progresses.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Greg, can we dig into that a little deeper? Like, I'd love to just know what specifically you think are the real strengths of this Seahawks defense and where maybe they might have kind of an X's and O edge in this matchup.
Well, I think they're solid, I think, at all three levels. So if you look, I mean, to look at a weakness per se, they probably don't have what you'd call a dynamic edge pass rusher. You know, they have some guys that, you know, Owusu is back. He's solid. Mafi can be solid, but they don't have, I think, the one guy that you feel like, you know, we better make sure we double him or chip him. So they don't have that one guy. I think they're solid inside against the run. You know, Jaron Reed's always been a really solid inside run defender, and Byron Murphy was a first-round pick out of Texas last year who missed some time, but he's a really good prospect, still a prospect at this point. So I don't know if there's a weakness that you say you have to go after a particular guy. You know, and on the back end, Julian Love's a really quality safety who can play on the back end. He can play closer to the line of scrimmage. He was a corner in college, so if he needs to match up, depending on the situation, you could see him doing that. Devin Witherspoon is really good in their nickel because he moves inside in the slot. He's one of the better slot corners in the league. This is just a really, really good defense. And you've got to be aware of Ernest Jones in pure pass situations as a pass rusher. He's always been a very good pass rusher for a linebacker.
And the other side of the ball, I'm kind of fascinated to get your thoughts on Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I know we haven't really seen tape with him in Seattle, and they drafted a fullback in the fifth round. What would you think, having seen a little bit of preseason from Seattle offensively, what are they going to try to be about?
Well, I think one reason they signed Darnold and they let Geno go is because of who they brought in as offensive coordinator. Because what they did is they had a clear vision. They brought in Clint Kubiak as the offensive coordinator, and he is a big believer in putting the quarterback under center and the play-action pass game, what I call the conventional play-action pass game, where the quarterback's under center. Last year, Darnold in Minnesota had the second most under-center play-action dropbacks of any quarterback in the league other than Jared Goff. And he was really good in the conventional play-action pass game. And that's the way they see their offense. They see it as the starting point, as the zone run game, a lot of what we call mid-zone to outside zone, and then the play-action pass game working off that. And Darnold was really good last year. And to me, that's one of the main tactical reasons they brought Darnold in and let Geno Smith go, because Darnold was very, very good at it a year ago.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And that's where we're talking to Greg Cosell, as we do every single Wednesday from NFL Films.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.